Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host, and Margaret Kwaezi joins us. She is putting on this fabulous show, a Ghana cultural show, African Elegance, Ghana cultural show. And it's going to be a fabulous time for the entire community. How are you doing this morning, Margaret?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you for asking.
Good, good.
And how are you?
I'm wonderful. Tell us about the Ghanaian community here in Atlanta.
Okay, there's a vast number of us around here, about numbering about 20,000. Mm-hmm. Yes, and we have been gathering, you know, around on different occasions just to, you know, be with each other, you know. Mm-hmm.
So tell us about this show that you're going
to
put on.
Okay, this is an event to introduce African culture to Atlanta, mm-hmm. With particular emphasis on Ghana, which is a dynamic African country, and which is also very rich in culture and gold, and used to be called the Gold Coast.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. So for this show, this mm-hmm. cultural show, mm-hmm. you are doing a lot of different things there. So talk
yeah,
about
we
all
are.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, you'll see a parade of Ghana chiefs dressed up in their rich traditional royal attires. You will see authentic African cultural dances. And there will also be an African fashion show. Mm-hmm. Yes, and we will also provide dinner and drinks on the house.
All right.
Yes.
That is awesome.
Yes, and part of the proceeds will go to AIDS Angels, which is a charity organization that raises funds to buy incubators for premature babies in Ghana.
Now, is that a problem in Ghana, premature babies?
Yes, it is very much so a problem, mm-hmm. yes, mm-hmm. yes. The hospitals are lacking in many ways, mm-hmm. and more so with the premature babies. One out of maybe 100 babies will survive.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow.
So it's an epidemic, and mm-hmm. we're trying to, you know, help in any way we can.
Well, that is great.
Yes.
That's great.
Thank you.
That is fantastic. So is Ghana also known for its fashion?
For its fashion, oh yes, mm-hmm. very much so. Yes, we have, you know, we have the westernized, you know, part of Ghana, and then we have the cultural part of Ghana. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. so we mix both together,
and
it's you know, it's something to see.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is fantastic. So, does the Ghanaian community have a, you know, an organization that you all gather under, or do you just kind of all do your thing?
No, we do it with the Ghana Association. Uh-huh. We have an association just called Ghana Association, where the different tribes are all affiliated to. Mm-hmm. You know, in Ghana we have about 10 different tribes. Okay, each speaking their different languages.
Right.
Uh-huh. But we all affiliated to the Ghana Association in Atlanta.
Okay, that's good. That's mm-hmm. good. You know, I'm sure that traveling back and forth, and I have a friend that's from Ghana, from here,
mm-hmm.
and she says how often she does not get to go home because it's so expensive.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. And this is our way of, you know, letting, because I've had people ask me over the years, what is Ghana like? How are the people mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. you know, what can we expect when we go to Ghana? Oh, we plan to go sometime during our lifetime, you know, because it's so expensive, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. you know. But this is a way to bring it home to us here in Atlanta.
So you're saying to see the parade of Ghana kings. Tell us about that.
Okay. There'll be the kings dressed in their finery, you know, in their fine royal garments with their gold and, you know, how they dress up and, you know, walking mm-hmm. to their seats with their, you know, with their retinues and all that.
Are they kings of tribes? Or
yeah, they are kings of tribes, yes.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah, they're kings of tribes, yes. Mm-hmm. They're actual kings of tribes, yeah, are here in Atlanta, yes.
All right, so tell everybody where it's going to be held and how they can be a part.
Okay, it's going to be held at the Global Mall in Jimmy Carter.
Mm-hmm. 5675 Jimmy Carter Boulevard.
Jimmy Carter Boulevard, yes. Mm-hmm. And Norcross, of course.
It's a
$55 ticket purchase. And you can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Eventbrite, and on Instagram.
And what's the name on all of those social medias?
Okay, it's... on Eventbrite, you can go to www.eventbrite.com and search for African Elegance, a Ghana cultural show.
Okay.
And with the Eventbrite, it's the spelling, you don't, with Elegance, you don't have the C. It's only with a C, no E on the end. Okay,
and then
we have Instagram.
Yeah, what's the names on
at African Elegance?
Okay,
and then email is AfricanElegance2015@gmail.com.
Okay, it's going to be held October 10th.
October 10th, yes,
8 p.m. October. Till 2 a.m.
Yes, 8 to 2. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
And it's at the Impact Banquet Hall at the Global Mall.
Exactly.
5675 Jimmy Carter Boulevard. And is there a number you want to leave folks in case they need to call you?
Yes, please. It's 678-772-6856.
All right, 678-772-6856, Margaret Kwaezi. A Ghana cultural show, African Elegance, October 10th. You don't want to miss it. Thank you so much for joining us, Margaret.
Thank you so much, Ms. Tawanda.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, we send our kids back to school with hundreds of dollars in supplies because it's very expensive. But one of the things that we don't necessarily look at is that our kids need eye exams, and we're not factoring in, the success of our kids. A lot of kids are sitting in the front squinting. I know we went through that with our daughter, a couple of prescriptions and getting her eyesight back in shape the way it should be. But Dr. Richard Holm joins us. He's optometric director for Anthem Inc. Good morning to you, Dr. Holm.
Good morning.
Tell us about Anthem Inc., please.
Well, Anthem Inc. is a company that offers health benefits and vision benefits, dental, whole range rider stuff, and they are, you know, in several states of the United States, mm-hmm. and I work for them.
Okay. So talk about the impact of our kids having that eye exam and making sure that they have what they need for success in school.
You mentioned something that I want to be sure that we capitalize on. That a lot of times, we don't notice that the child has a distance, far away problem, and it actually is uncommon that the child will actually say, "I can't see," and I'll come up to the front of the room. A lot of children are pretty shy, so they'll kind of not say anything. So one of the things we do want to be sure is that we test the child, yearly enough. But also, we should ask the child. Parents should ask the child, how well you're doing, how you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers will notice also when they avoid something, because the eyes are what children use to get information. And if there's anything that prevents them from getting information, then they're not going to necessarily benefit from all that instruction. So
mm-hmm.
One of the best ways to make sure that they can use be as efficient as possible about the teaching is to have good eyesight, both close up and far away.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two things that are very important.
I know we went through it with our daughter. My husband's daughter came to live with us, and I'm not sure whose glasses she had on. I think her mother's. And when she got here, she literally could not see. And so we took her to the optometrist, and by the time the glasses got back, her eyes had changed again, or I don't know what happened, but she couldn't see out of those glasses, and we had to get her another pair of glasses.
Yeah, that's a lot of times children do change fast.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why sometimes in our busy lives, sometimes the parents forget to even have them come every year. That's why we say every year, because if we get the chance to do it every year, at least we have that as regular. And sometimes from that we can tell whether the child is going to change more often than once a year.
Right.
And sometimes you're right, the child's vision can change every 3 to 6 months. And so that's why it's not a common thing, but that's why a yearly exam would be able to tell that, is whether the child's on track for that.
Oh, yeah. I think we did about 3 exams. Yeah, she stayed with us for 3 years. We had 3 exams. And every time her eyes had changed. So it was really interesting. So what are some of the common vision problems in children that we may or may not see?
The one that you had mentioned was far away prescription. Sometimes farsightedness, which just means that they have difficulty close up and far away, is not as common because they look and appear like normal. But, farsightedness or hyperopia actually makes reading much more difficult, as opposed to somebody who's myopic and nearsighted. They see well close up but not far away. So needing glasses is one of them. And the other thing is how well they efficiently use their eyes for close up. In other words, if they get tired or they can't see clearly, of course they're going to, avoid the learning. And so those are two, most common things. When children rub their eyes, we also want to be sure that it's not an allergy that's coming. And if it's not, then, they should be treated appropriately by the pediatrician. So those are other ways that we can detect some things. Eye exam is often a way for us to see whether there are other problems anywhere else. And so that's why it's so great about having eye exam every year. It's like a window again to the rest of the body.
All right, and that's exactly what our kids need. Definitely need that eye exam each year. Anything our kids need to do to prepare for that annual exam?
Yes, when I see children, even children a little bit older, I always like to make sure the parents tell their children that there's no shots are going to be done.
Yeah.
No shots, okay? And, they always think that they're going to have a shot. Secondly, is I always ask the parents to give the child a light meal, not too sugary.
Mm-hmm.
This way they don't get fidgety if they don't want to. And, when the parent comes in, make sure that they are able to share as much information as they can, even in the conversations or what the child may tell the parent about how well they see or close up and stuff like that. And sometimes they kind of forget that. But, if we can get as much information as we can from both the parent and anywhere else, like even a teacher, that'll help a lot in our evaluation.
Absolutely. And where can listeners go for more information?
Well, they can of course, our own website has a doctor finder, but they can also ask friends. They can ask their pediatrician, or sometimes if they have a current regular eye doctor, they should make sure they go to. But those are customarily the best avenues to find out the best place to go to.
And absolutely, our kids' parents, we should be using our wellness programs offered by employers as well, right?
Yes, it definitely is. A lot of times the wellness programs are designed to encourage people that this is part of wellness. And so this takes it out. A lot of people think they've got to be sick, sick, sick to do have any help. But no, what we want to do is make sure that because learning is not necessarily a sickness. It's actually something that, we can try to do some education to try to help to make sure that child, get the best education as possible. So it's not a sickness. It's actually something that we can do about, and that's why wellness really plays a great part in that particular aspect of eye care.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, you can go to athaminc.com for more information or check with your own optometrist or your eye doctor. And very important, make sure that just like dental, just like your well baby checks, that your eye checks are annual as well, just for prevention, and that's a good thing. Dr. Richard Holm, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.